morning, that's for sure.
No, I have. I've been trying this new thing. My mommy bought it for me.
Crack?
Yes. Nobody recommends crack like mom's crack. Yep. No, it's the V8 Sparkling Plus Energy Orange Pineapple.
Oh,
it's got my vitamins in there. It's got some juice. It's got serving of veggies in there.
Here we go. Stepping away from the Mountain Dew for once. For God's sakes, listen to your mother, dude. That is way better drink than what you typically put in your body in the morning.
To be fair, mom did say it goes well with vodka. So, you know, I mean, I do have that
she
going.
Knows you.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you know why? You know why she said that? Because she knows you. She knows it. Oh, it does? Then I will drink it.
Yeah. No, but this is nice. It's good, you know. And I got my vitamin C and my B6 and B12s. Get a serving of veggies in there. And see, it's made with sweet potatoes. Pineapples, all sorts of good
stuff. Let's be honest. There's nothing worse than just an original regular V8.
The fact that people drink that, oh my God, dude.
Ugh.
Ugh. Ugh.
I tried one time and I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. It's why I don't get why people love Bloody Marys. All right. It does not make sense to me. And listen, if you're a fan of the show, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. But if you drink Bloody Marys, I hate you, okay? Because they're effing disgusting, all
dude,
right?
You know what's wild? It's weird that you and I are on board with this because typically, Brock, we're not the ones that are in the common ground here.
No.
More than often, people love their Bloody Marys in the morning.
They'll wake up early Sunday for Bloody Mary bars. And I'm like, okay, you guys are literally going to a place and paying for cold tomato soup with booze in it. It does not make sense to me.
It helps your hangover. It's perfect for a hangover. Because that's what I want to do when I'm hungover is suck down some tomato juice. But it comes with all big celery sticks and chicken legs and
you put
pieces of pizza.
Hot sauce in there, and I can stir it with my celery, and I get some olives in there. It's disgusting.
Jesus, just give me a drink. I don't want a meal hanging off my drink.
You know what it is? Somebody at one point took a vegetable soup, basically, all right? They had a bowl of tomato soup and some other fixings in there, and they're like, you know what this could use? You know what this would really take this to the next level? If we made it cold and we put booze in it. Let's do this. People are going to go crazy for it. Ugh.
Yeah, you know what tomato juice is good for? Dipping your grilled cheese in. That's it.
Yeah, you're literally pouring vodka into something that you dip grilled cheeses into, and you're like, oh, yeah, this is great. This is fantastic. God.
I'm going to pay extra.
And it's like, and you see people have like four of them in a morning. It's like, what?
Dude. What?
Anyway.
And they had the Bloody Mary bar. Too,
yeah, so exactly. It doesn't make sense. Stop it with the Bloody Marys. They're effing disgusting. Make me
I'll
sick.
I'll take a mimosa, though.
Yeah, exactly. Give me a mimosa. Give me a screwdriver. That all makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
But taking a can of Campbell's tomato soup and pouring vodka in it does not. Psychos.
Not cute.
No, it's dumb. All right, there you go. That's a quick rant. We got to get to it.
That was a good rant.
It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Well, if you ever needed a character witness, and they both might sometime soon, Marilyn Manson and Johnny Depp should consider their friend Alice Cooper. Speaking to Britain's NME, Cooper vouches that he's never seen bad behavior from either one of the celebrities who are currently facing abuse allegations from women. He says, quote, it's funny about Marilyn. When we toured together, we got along very well. I never noticed that streak in him if it's there. I always believe in the word allegations are still allegations. He later added that since he doesn't know Manson that well, said, quote, what happens in the bedroom is entirely a mystery to me. As for his Hollywood Vampires bandmate, Depp, he says they're, quote, best friends and that he, quote, has never seen Depp lift a finger against anybody. He's one of the most gentle people, and of all his former girlfriends and wives, they say the same thing. So Alice Cooper vouching for these guys. Again, the Depp thing, that needs to be put to bed, all right?
And yeah.
That's all done. Like, Depp did nothing wrong, and it kills me that he got put through the ringer like that. Manson at this point, I don't know. Alice is speaking from his experience, and I guess...
But like you said, he doesn't know what happens behind the doors. It's kind of it's a weird thing.
Yeah.
And here's another thing you got to think about, too, with the Manson thing. Like, if I'm a crazy psycho bitch, right, and I'm dating Manson and something goes wrong in the relationship, it's like you have pull. Oh, I will just say that you've been doing this the whole time. And, you know, and of course everybody's going to jump on because it's a news story.
Yeah.
You know, it's a headline.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. Speculation. I don't even know what to think about it.
And I'm not even comfortable talking about it really here, even the reports, because at this point it's all speculation, and I'm not taking anything away from the women who have come forward, but we also don't know. We don't know. We've heard one side or part of a side and everything, and unfortunately, you can speculate until the cows come home, but until there's hard facts, you don't know. So it's such a tough thing, and I can see why Alice kind of was very... He was very timid on what exactly and how in-depth he was going to go at this point, but... And that's another person's take, and we're just reporting that here as best as we can for right now. But the big thing we can take with is that the Johnny Depp thing needs to go away. The poor guy. God, terrible, man.
They did put that to rest. They did, you know, and he's coming back. He's in movies again, isn't he?
I hope so. I hope so, and I hope Amber's gotten taken out of the Aquaman, because that's the only good thing that could come out of this, and then she gets prosecuted for lying about our dear beloved Johnny Depp, for God's sakes. Anyway,
right.
We'll see what happens, but there's Alice Cooper's take on the whole thing. That's your rock news. Let's move on to your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 1986, the mighty Metallica. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mighty, mighty, mighty Metallica. Mighty. They released the album Master of Puppets. Oh, my God. Oh. Dude, if you want face-melting, ear-bleeding, blow-your-mind metal, I mean, that's like pivotal. Maybe the greatest metal album of all time? Possibly. One of the most influential, for sure.
You got to, right?
I mean, that is Metallica. Now, don't get me wrong. The Black Album, one of the greatest hard rock albums. I don't even know if I chalk that up. That's just one of the greatest albums of all time. But if you go back to the early days of Metallica in the 80s, it was unbelievable. You had Cliff Burton on bass just absolutely destroying it.
Destroying.
Just the guys were young and full of just, yeah.
How many albums, do you know this offhand? How many albums does Metallica have?
I believe 15.
Wow.
Let me
was going to guess around there. I was going to say 13.
They have 10. 10 studio albums, 8 live albums, if you count that. So, yeah.
Well, that counts, right? Live albums.
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And a movie.
Albums.
And a movie, too.
Well,
so, there you go. Mighty Metallica, yeah!
Yeah!
All right, that's your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.